Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, October 22nd. Redevelopment of Pechanga Arena can still move forward. More on that next, but first, the headlines. A La Mesa police officer was struck and killed on Interstate 8 late Monday after stopping to assist a previous accident. Police closed all eastbound lanes at Fairmont Avenue for nearly 14 hours. Police say a driver lost control of their car, hit another car, and then overturned. A third vehicle was also involved. Reggie Williams is captain of the CHP.
The officer encountered this traffic crash, and just based on instinct alone and what we've signed up to do, she exited her vehicle to provide aid at what she saw was a tragic incident, and unfortunately laid down her life while she was performing her duties.
The original driver who lost control of his vehicle also died. One person is still in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A scholarship initially intended for black students at UC San Diego is now available to anyone. This comes after students and a right-leaning nonprofit sued the university. The Black Alumni Scholarship Fund is now called the Goins Alumni Scholarship Fund after its founder, Lennon Goins. The fund was meant to, quote, expand educational opportunities for high-achieving, civic-minded African-American students. The lawsuit's plaintiff argued that the scholarship violates a series of laws and cited one of those laws as being the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, which prohibits government agencies from using private entities to discriminate and was first put in place to protect black Americans. After filing the lawsuit, the plaintiff says the fund reached out and agreed to change its name and open up applications to all students. In the 2021-22 school year at UCSD, under 3% of undergrad degrees went to students identifying as black or African American. Professional basketball player Jimmy Butler is now a minority owner of the San Diego Wave soccer team. The announcement comes as the club clinches its first ever playoff spot. That first match takes place this Sunday at Snapdragon Stadium. Butler is a six-time All-Star and Olympic gold medalist, entering his 15th NBA season. He's currently playing and working up in San Francisco, but maintains a residence in Poway. In a statement, Butler says, "San Diego has become a city close to my heart, and I'm proud to invest in a club that is pushing boundaries, building something lasting, and setting a new standard for what women's sports can be both on and off the pitch." From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
San Diego's 30-foot coastal height limit is back in the news. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says a court has reinstated the height limit in the city's Midway District.
Twice in the past 5 years, voters have approved ballot measures that excluded the Midway District from the 30-foot height limit. And both times, judges have overturned the measures. They ruled the city failed to adequately analyze the environmental impacts of taller buildings. Mayor Todd Gloria this week vowed to appeal the latest ruling to the California Supreme Court. City officials say the Midway Rising project to redevelop the Pechanga Arena property is not affected. That's because the inclusion of affordable housing allows it to exceed the height limit anyway. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Day 22 of the federal government shutdown, and so far, operations seem to be running normally at San Diego International Airport. Reporter John Carroll spoke with one traveler about their experience going through a TSA checkpoint.
The expanse of the new Terminal 1 seemed somewhat empty around noon on Tuesday. The lines at the various TSA checkpoints were short.
Have your picture ID and out.
We spoke with Dhirav Patel, who had just arrived from Boston, and he said it was the same situation there at Logan International Airport. But Patel says the TSA agents there did not seem happy to be at work. The last time they were paid was just a partial paycheck on October 10th.
The people that we were interacting with were very friendly, but we did notice that morale wasn't as high as it typically is.
San Diego International Airport issued a statement that says in part, the airport continues to operate normally and that all federally related staff, that is TSA, air traffic control, and related support staff, are anticipated to remain on duty. But with all those employees expected to miss their first full paycheck this weekend, how long it stays that way is anybody's guess. John Carroll, KPBS News.
Earlier this month, the Grossmont Union High School District Board voted to create one librarian position to supervise all libraries in the district. It was the second significant change to the district's libraries in less than a year. Reporter Elaine Alfaro spoke with students and teachers who say the decisions have already been disruptive.
The Granite Hills High School library was like a second home for junior Cairo Jones. She'd go there to relax in the quiet sanctuary, sifting through books or asking the librarian for help with research papers.
Our librarian, she knew every book that was in that library. As soon as you said a title, she'd be like, oh, that one's checked out. Oh no, that one's right over there. So I went there pretty often.
But all of that changed this school year, following a March vote by board trustees to cut all librarian positions in the district.
A lot of the times it's been closed most of into lunch and at fourth period, which for me, those are like the times that I can go to the library because all of my other classes are like, we're doing stuff until the bell.
West Hills High School senior Lillian Zender also felt the loss of her school's librarian.
It's completely changed most of the work that our librarian like put into it, as like displaying artwork. A lot of her references, recommendations, that's all almost completely gone because it went with her.
Earlier this month, the board majority followed up their March decision by approving one librarian to oversee all libraries in the district. And that librarian will report to an official in the district office. District officials refused a request from KPBS for an interview, but in an emailed statement said, current library staff members can check out books. However, they can't supervise students like the former librarians could. Students say this means they can't study, gather for clubs, or get help with their research in the library. Amy Carinta, president of the California School Library Association, says, when you remove a teacher librarian,
there is a huge absence of those types of lessons and the depth to which a teacher librarian can go.
Corinda says the new position can't fill the shoes of 9 school librarians.
While it's great to have someone in the office looking at lists, it is really the teacher librarian who is in the school affecting the day-to-day teaching practices that go on and supporting the teachers who are on staff.
In its emailed response to KPBS, the district said, quote, as is natural during a period of transition, we have been addressing some misunderstandings regarding library operations. To our knowledge, students have access to the library throughout the day, except for brief periods when a library technician may be on break or lunch, end quote. Jackie Na is a social studies teacher at Valhalla High School who spoke to KPBS after the board's most recent public meeting. She says the board's moves look like a step towards censorship.
I would definitely have some concerns, especially with what level of interaction the board expected to have with said district librarian, because I think they've overstepped in a lot of areas, trying to micromanage day-to-day decisions of staff in the district where that's not really their role.
Na is not alone in her concerns. Teachers, students, and former librarians say the board majority's actions speak to a larger conservative political movement. Jason Balistrieri is a former librarian and now teaches history at Mount Miguel High School.
Definitely, it seems like there is an ideological agenda, and it's like a full front battle on many fronts. It feels like they're attacking public education, and they are.
Barbara Ruggles, a West Hills High School English teacher, is one of multiple teachers who say that issues with getting approval for new books feed into censorship concerns.
For us to just be continuously told no, even though we're doing everything right, suggests there's some other censorship going on because they just refuse to tell us anything more.
The district acknowledged the book review process needs clarification and added that officials have outlined goals to build a culture of trust and collaboration. Balistrieri says the recent board decisions have actually eroded trust in the district.
That is a fear, is that they would, you know, they're at the whims of the board and the district. But it seems that separation of powers and checks and balances has disappeared. And now it just seems the board, the district do whatever the board says.
District officials have not said when they plan to hire the district librarian. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
The Camp Pendleton Marine who died in a helicopter crash last week has been identified. It happened during flight operations in Eastern Imperial County. Military reporter Andrew Dyer has more.
The Marines this week identified the pilot as Major Tyler Bracconi. He was 35 years old and a California native. Bracconi earned his commission in 2012. He flew the AH-1 Viper attack helicopter. The Viper is a twin-engine, two-seat modernized attack variant of the Vietnam War-era Huey. Bracconi and an unidentified co-pilot left Camp Pendleton on Thursday. A Marine Corps spokesperson says they were participating in a training exercise. They crashed in an unpopulated area about 40 miles northeast of El Centro. Bracconi's co-pilot was taken to a hospital in Palm Springs in stable condition. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
A YMCA pool that was shut down during COVID is back open for business. North Gowden reporter Alexander Wen says it's because of a $1 million partnership with the Escondido Union School District.
Kids splashing around and playing in the pool is a common sight in Southern California.
I like going to the pool a lot.
But fifth grader Leonardo Moreno didn't get a chance to go to the pool a lot last summer because he was sick.
Right now, I do have a chance and I'm glad for it.
Escondido Union School District incoming superintendent Andy McGuire says that's what the program is about. It's giving kids who don't normally have access to pools a chance to swim and learn water safety.
And so we started working with the YMCA and using some of our after-school funds to get this pool back up and running so that we could have our kids come over here.
The Escondido YMCA pool was closed and in disrepair since COVID. The district used $1.2 million from the state's ELOP, or Expanded Learning Opportunity Program, to get the pool back in shape. The program will rotate between schools in the district, and by summer, it's expected to serve more than 1,000 students. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
That is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing and supporting public media. Have a great day.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a team-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.